For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
And good morning, everybody. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. Listen to us, 98.1 FM. And oh, by the way, this is your morning show, Goodman Hurdle.
How are you?
Good. How are you? By the way, if people want to reach us, they can do so on the Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed. I know you're a little pissed off about the weather.
What?
Yeah. You want to get it out right now?
No, you know, I'm okay. I mean, here's the deal. It's the 31st of January.
It's winter.
I get it. Today, I thought, was a little dicier on I-25. It was a little slicker.
Mm-hmm.
A little slidier.
Right.
But is it just me, or does it seem like we've been locked into this pattern now for about, I don't know, 3 weeks or something? Usually we're used to seeing the sun. You get a little melt. Mm-hmm. You get the ground back, right? You get some gription. And then you go back to some snow.
We're not living in Scottsdale. This is Denver. It's the winter. You almost seem surprised by this.
No, not really surprised, like I said.
I just can't believe it's cold January. And it's nearly February 1st. This is a bunch of bull. What the hell is going on here?
You want to know my pet? Okay, you've opened the door now. I'm going to give you a pet peeve. So Sunday, I'm in the office because I work Sundays. I'm in the office.
Aren't you great? You work on Sundays.
I
work Monday through Friday, and I work Sunday, Eric. Sometimes I even work on Saturdays. I never get a day off.
Well, not quite, but I was just pointing out that I happen to be at work on Sunday.
Yeah.
But I appreciate the fact that you made it a little bit more dramatic, to make it a little more melodramatic on my part. So I go walking through the doors, and you know the building at Fox. So you go walking back towards the break room, and you go through the newsroom, and you go through these swinging doors. And so I was warm and warm and warm. Then I go through this door, and then all of a sudden, there's this Arctic chill. Now, this is with another 50, 75 feet of building that you go into, a bathroom. There's a break room and stuff like that. There is a photographer doing a live shot from inside with the door open. And the talent on outdoors. I'm like, what in the hell are you doing? I'm telling you, it was cold enough to hang meat in that building. Just because. And the fact is that it was still going to be just as cold as if he had been just as outside, because he was standing 3 feet inside, but it was a wide open door.
Let me guess.
What's the logic?
Let me guess. Hold on. Can I guess?
Go.
One of these two people qualifies for the rule of 24s. Do you know what the rule of 24s is?
No, but I'm looking for, but it sounds promising.
The rule of 24s is you are 24 years old. You're willing to work 24 hours a day, yeah, and you're willing to accept $24,000 a year. What I'm really trying to say is maybe one of those people literally has no business working in a top 20 market, really should be in market 150, but because they're 24, willing to accept $24,000 a year, and are 24 years old and are willing to work 24 hours a day, that's the type of talent that you get in a major market when they shouldn't be there. They think opening the door is a good idea. That sound about right?
I think that you may be in the neighborhood.
I'm warm
you
on that one.
You may be in the neighborhood.
Right.
All I know is I just did a double take. Like it was like, what? It was just a what in the wide world of
sports
moment.
Don't tell me. After they were done doing the indoor-outdoor live shot, for lunch, they brought a piece of salmon from the night before and popped it in the microwave and stunk up the entire building. Time now for the lead.
Sorry about the weed.
The lead is presented by Smokin' Dave's Barbecue and Brew. Colorado's best barbecue since 2007. Get some tonight in Denver, Longmont, Lions, and Estes Park.
Well, it wouldn't be a day in the week in the Broncos coaching search if we didn't have a shiny object to look at and start chasing. Here we go. Adam Schefter said on a local radio show he believes Jim Harbaugh is no longer a candidate for the Broncos head coaching job. Schefter went on to say the Broncos are trying to swing big. And then Ian Rappaport went on another local radio show and said Denver appears to be focused on a big, big candidate. So if Harbaugh is out, here we go. Let's run through the wheel of speculation.
All right.
Tick, 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 tick. Sean Payton, come on down. Because who else is the big candidate?
Who else really could fit the bill? If you're believing Ian Rappaport, we don't know what his definition of big, big. Not big.
Big, big.
Big, big.
Maybe it's Rex Ryan.
Ooh.
Because he's big, big. Now, if somebody dropped the toe fetish line, then I think we'd be on to something.
Thank you.
Maybe it's Andy Reid.
Boy, I'd take
Romeo Crennel.
I would take Andy Reid in a heartbeat.
That would be a big, big hire.
Oh, my gosh.
So would Romeo Crennel.
Mark Mangino?
Oh, he would be the whale of hires.
Love Mangino. Love him.
I heard he had a little bit of a situation at Kansas. He wasn't so pleasant to be around.
Well, Lou Perkins was the athletic director then. He wasn't easy either.
Being an ass is being an ass.
Let me just say, I kind of like Mark Mangino.
Okay.
I did.
With that, it seems like Sean Payton would be the big, big hire.
Right.
It is my understanding the interview did not go well with the Penners. I don't understand.
Was it the Penners?
All of them. That's what I was, that's my information.
All right.
It didn't go as well as everybody would say, but this is the question I'm going to throw out to you. Why hasn't anyone given Sean Payton a second interview?
Yeah.
Okay. Now,
yeah.
I don't want to hear about draft picks because if you're going to throw, well, he might cost too much. Would you give up 2 first-round draft picks for Kyle Shanahan?
Sure.
How about Mike Tomlin?
Yes.
Andy Reid?
Yes.
More than a few guys?
Yes.
Okay. Well, either teams don't think Payton is worth the compensation. Or maybe they really don't like him.
Yeah, he could be insufferable.
If they really liked him and thought he was really good, he'd have an offer right now. I think the Broncos are still waiting on Jim Harbaugh because he hasn't signed a new contract. Now, understand, Harbaugh did get a new contract last year.
Yeah, he did.
But he probably wants another new contract. And now what we're waiting for is signing day
tomorrow.
And once that happens, then Harbaugh, if he decides to come here, can look in the camera and say, hey, parents, I lied to you and all of your kids. I was planning on going to the Denver Broncos, but I wanted to announce this after you put your pen to paper to get you to come here for another Michigan man. And while that makes sense, that you don't want to upset the recruiting National Signing Day thing, the truth is, if I signed with Michigan today and Harbaugh announces he's leaving tomorrow, I have a right to get out of my agreement immediately. My understanding is, and I understand what the transfer portal does too. So as an example, if I'm a kid who signs at Colorado today or decides to sign tomorrow, and Deion Sanders is the coach for Colorado for this upcoming season, I cannot get out of my agreement.
Mm-hmm.
It is binding. I'm there for at least one season.
Mm-hmm.
But if you sign with the team, with a school, I should say, and the coach leaves, you're a free agent all over again. So really, what's the difference?
What is the difference? I don't know. I don't have much of a feel on Jim Harbaugh, but I know what the optics are. I'm not sure that the Penners, the Walton Penner Group, is concerned about optics. I'm not sure what they're concerned about right now. I think the only thing that they're concerned about is finding and figuring out who's going to coach this football team.
So let's go back to the question I asked. If Sean Payton turns out to be the Broncos guy, how come he hasn't gotten any second interviews?
Well, I don't know if second interviews...
Evereaux has. Well, a lot of guys have.
Yeah.
How come you have no interest in talking to him again?
Well, the Arizona thing was a mismatch, right? That was leverage or whatever it was. There was no... That was never going to happen.
Okay.
You're not going to bring in...
Carolina?
Just...
Okay, an owner.
They had a conversation.
An owner in David Tepper, who, if he had the ability to give up 10 first-round draft picks...
Would probably do it.
Yep. That's just the type of guy, from what I understand, who he is.
Wrong feel, wrong fit. I think it's a blanket fallback.
How about Ross down in Miami? I know he had a good season with Tua. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But didn't he basically sacrifice a draft pick for Sean Payton when he tampered? Now's your opportunity to get him.
Yeah.
Why don't you go get him?
Are you saying...
I'm not saying anything.
Damaged goods? Are you saying
I'm not
difficult
saying,
to work with?
I'm not saying anything. I'm asking you, why do you think people are not saying, hey...
Because it doesn't fit what they're looking for.
Oh, you mean...
He doesn't fit what they're looking for.
Why wouldn't you want a coach who has a Super Bowl on his resume?
Maybe he's difficult to deal with.
Ding, 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 ding,
ding. That's not that hard to get to.
Right. So why would the Broncos want him? Why is he going to be their home run hire? If he's that difficult to deal with, and my understanding is... The interviews really didn't go that great.
Well, we don't know if...
And then you have all the drama that surrounds it, where he leaks to all of his friends all over the place to try and build leverage.
That's the thing that I have found distasteful. Because you're Sean Payton. You don't need to do that. You are a big enough name and a valuable enough commodity for a team, and I'll use his term, that is rebooting... That all you need to do is let them come to you. You don't have to play these kind of childish games.
It's so funny that you can make the case some of the most successful people are the most insecure. And what do I mean by that? Let's look at Jim Harbaugh and Sean Payton. I used this analogy yesterday, and I'll use it again because it is applicable. They're the girl that plays hard to get. They're the girl that wants to hear all the buzz at school. This guy likes me, this guy likes me, this guy likes me, and this guy likes me. Sean Payton wants to see his name out there. Jim Harbaugh wants to see his name out there. He wants to feel the love of who wants him, who wants him, who wants him. There are a lot of politicians like that who constantly want to hear their name, whether it's good or bad. They always want to be part of the action.
The only bad opinion is no opinion.
That's right. There's no... Any press is good press,
right,
even if it's bad press.
Yep.
The more my name is circulated, the more my name is out there. I like reading the name Payton. I like reading the name Harbaugh. I get excited in the morning to see who's saying what about me. That's why Sean Payton does that. And maybe that's why Jim Harbaugh is accepting a meeting. I'll tell you something I heard yesterday. I talked to somebody close to the situation of the hiring process who has a Broncos slant. I'll just put it that way. And this person said to me, well, what makes you think that Harbaugh didn't want the meeting? I said, are you trying to get me to look at the shiny objects? I'm not going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I said, we can put a spin on this all day if you want to. For every, and like they say in wrestling, for every move, there's a counter move. You give me a narrative, I can give you a counter one. And that's what that person was trying to do with me. I'm like, are you really going there?
Okay.
So with that, you believe Harbaugh's out?
No, not until he's out.
Even though Adam Schefter is pretty spot on about this stuff?
Usually he is, but just sign the contract. Be done with it.
But National Signing Day is tomorrow. You can't do that.
Right.
It's got to be on Thursday. That's the earliest it's going to be. You know what's funny? For a lot of Broncos fans and Buffs fans, tomorrow, National Signing Day is going to be huge for two reasons. What kind of players are the Buffs getting? And is Jim Harbaugh going to leave? It's a big day.
I think that your depiction of the attention seeking is right on target, by the way, which makes the union of either Jim Harbaugh and Russell Wilson or Sean Payton and Russell Wilson a very interesting dynamic, because you have really kind of similar people that like attention.
Right.
Different kinds of attention, maybe. They want to be loved. They want to be appreciated. They want to be understood, whatever the case may be. But attention nonetheless. Yes, I think that Sean Payton is still in the game. Jim Harbaugh, I think, is probably a lot further down the road. But, I mean, I think that we've learned on Harbaugh, until the ink is dry, don't say never.
Right. I would agree on that. With that, remember the Vance Joseph, Vic Fangio, Nathaniel Hackett hires?
Yes, I do remember them.
The Broncos got their first choice.
All three times.
Whoever they wanted, they got. What has happened now, right? Has the luster of the Broncos, is the shine off as we go through this process? Also, if it isn't a big swing, big hire, if Harbaugh indeed is out, if Ryan's is indeed out, although he hasn't signed a contract yet, there we go. That's what we're holding on to. Ryan's hasn't signed a contract, so you're saying there's a chance.
I don't think there's
Payton, he is still out there. But let's say all three don't come. How's Broncos country going to look at the Penners? That's next.
It's really good to hear your voice. Saying my name, it sounds so sweet. Coming from the lips of an angel.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle. Presented by Silterhar Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. If you're looking for wholesale lumber to the public, go to rmfp.com. In the meantime, Sasquatch and Wildcard Casinos, another great promotion. You're going to get the grand prize of your choice the weekend of March 17th, either a Honda Rebel motorcycle plus $11,000 in cash, a Kawasaki side-by-side, or nearly $20,000 in cash. No one has promotions like they do at Sasquatch and Wildcard up in Blackhawk. Check out their sports book, really loose slots, terrific menu, a family-owned casino that treats you like family. That is Sasquatch and Wildcard. I have used this story more than a few times, but even I have been topped. We have talked about the Pro Bowl and just how meaningless it is to be named a Pro Bowler. I think I told you one time, as the players were in the locker room voting, a player said to me, I don't know who to vote for. He said, what do you think? I said, why don't you just write my name in? And he said, okay, and he did. I have gotten to vote for a Pro Bowl. But even I have been topped. Josh Allen is not going to be going to the Pro Bowl. So, the guy in his place this season played 6 games through 2 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, and had a quarterback rating of 77. Ladies and gentlemen, your Pro Bowl quarterback from the Baltimore Ravens, Tyler Huntley.
Huh?
Time now for the buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Paramount Siding and Windows. Paramount Siding and Windows, it's quality in everything they do. Find them at ParamountSidingAndWindows.com.
Okay, we have talked about the Machiavellian principle. Do the ends justify the means? We can criticize the Penners right now. Let's see who they hire. With that, if they don't get Harbaugh or Peyton or Ryans, and by the way, none of them have signed to go anywhere.
Right.
Okay? Well, actually, Harbaugh's under contract, but he wants a new one. I kind of get the feeling that the luster, the shine is coming off the Broncos more than just a little bit, as especially when you look at D'Amico Ryans choosing Houston. I understand his wife's from there.
Yeah.
Choosing Houston, a dysfunctional of dysfunctional organizations, over the Broncos.
Well,
there was a time when people wanted to come to Denver where Pat Bowlen's name meant something. And now, after seven seasons of missing the playoffs, going on their fifth head coach in 8 years, Russell Wilson's contract, I don't know. Denver's cold, as you said this morning. I don't think I really want to go there.
Well, you reap what you sow. And then timing can be a biatch too, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're playing in the same division with Patrick Mahomes, who is in his third Super Bowl.
Competitors don't look at it that way. You think do you think for a minute?
No.
If Aaron Rodgers goes to the Raiders, you can say, wait a minute, I don't know if I want to be in the same division.
No, but if you're asking me about the luster of Denver, I think it has a factor. If you have an option to go to, say, in D'Amico Ryan's case, a Houston where you have a much more potentially competitive situation in a division that will allow you quicker growth, and you have a better draft capital to be successful immediately, that's a better situation than Denver. Whether it's luster or not, it's a better situation. Denver's not in a great competitive situation right now. Aside from the fact
that they're not going to be for another 10 years.
Well, then you've just answered your question. That's the luster. Oh. That's where the luster is.
The luster is losing. The luster is you have Wilson's contract. The luster is an organization that is constantly in flux.
Right.
It's not Mahomes. I don't think so.
Oh, well, no, it's not. No, it's not Mahomes. No. But that's part of the reason. You're asking me about the luster. You're talking about Russell Wilson's contract. 7 years without going to the playoffs. Fifth coach in 8 years. Fourth in seven or six or whatever it is. A new coach. Playing in a division where it's going to be very difficult to climb. Very poor draft capital. Contract that is challenging, although with the raise in the salary caps over the next few years, it's not going to be quite as challenging, but still in the here and the now, it's a challenging contract. Those are all things combined that take the luster off of a place like Denver.
I keep hearing over and over again from people, everyone is calm inside Dove Valley. Nobody seems to really be worried with what is going on. Remain calm. Everything is fine. Now, this could be a scene out of Naked Gun where Leslie Nielsen is standing in front of a burning building and saying, remain calm. And there's a burning building behind him. But that's what I keep hearing. Everything seems to be fine. I keep hearing, nope, that list of Gannon and Jonathan Gannon and Mike Kafka. Nope, we're not looking at a second list right now. Well, you're probably right. You probably aren't looking at a second list in terms of setting up interviews because you're still waiting on Jim Harbaugh. You don't necessarily have to do that. You probably should, but then again, you don't have to. Pro Football Talk tweeted something last night that was even over the top for me, and that is something. Did you see what they put out there?
Yeah, I saw your reaction to it as well.
The Broncos owners are getting a quick education regarding the fact that running an NFL team is a lot tougher than buying and selling a crap load of household goods on razor-thin margins. That was a little over the top, for me.
I mean, stop it. That is that's an unnecessary swipe at a very successful business. So
that's Mike Florio.
Yeah.
Maybe he didn't tweet it out, but that's his company, so I'm sorry. He is responsible for that.
Okay.
But the truth is, if the Broncos don't get Harbaugh, or Payton, the big swings. Can you make the case that they have to go, if they have to go way down the list, there's some truth to that?
Well, I mean, again, we all come back to conventional wisdom. We all have experience, some more than others, and you and I have a lot of experience with job searches. And if it doesn't look the way that we expect it to, or others for it to expect that they expect it to, if it hasn't played out the way that it's played out in the past, I think it makes people nervous. I think it makes people anxious, maybe not nervous, but a little anxious. And I don't think that the Penners are concerned with the Walton Penner Group, rather. I don't think they're concerned with the anxiety level of the media or the anxiety level at this point in Broncos country. They're trying to do the job of finding a coach in the best way they know how. And that is the debatable part of the equation. The best way they know how. Is there some learning going on here? Probably. Is it a steep curve? Could be. Or it could be much ado about nothing. We'll just continue to do it in our own way, and everyone else can just chill the hell out, and we'll let you know how it all turns out at the end. We will not know about how successful this coaching search was or wasn't until about next year at the end of the season.
I think they're waiting on Jim Harbaugh.
Could be.
And you look at the teams that have hired head coaches, and there's only been one. That is an argument coming out of Dove Valley. No one else seems to be in a rush. How come everybody wants to make us be in a rush? The Broncos didn't interview Frank Reich, so it's not like they lost out on him. We have no idea what Jim Irsay is doing.
Jeff Saturday, baby.
Okay. Jim Irsay, little nuts. Bidwell, I don't want to say little nuts, but not a very good owner. You have Cal McNair, not a very good owner, right?
But he's going to win with timing. Timing and a guy that has great legacy in the city of Houston.
But we're talking about three owners you would not probably want to work for. Is that fair to say?
I think yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now the Penners happen to be in that same rowboat of not, you don't want to work for them. I'm not suggesting that. But they are keeping that company in that coaching search. I can see why those three guys don't have coaches, because one might, although D'Amico Ryans hasn't signed yet. I can see why those guys don't, because they seem disorganized, don't they? Irsay seems disorganized,
yes,
too.
Yes. I think Irsay feels very much shoot from the hip.
I would think that the Penners are not disorganized.
Oh, my God, no. I would say the opposite.
But that's the company that they're keeping only because it is a coaching search. So when you're comparing yourself to other teams saying they haven't hired anybody, yeah, look at who the owners are. I have more faith in the Penner Group that they are more organized. But then again, I think they're waiting for Jim Harbaugh. I can't imagine. Here. If Jim Harbaugh takes the job with the Broncos, everything that Adam Schefter has done, which is break some really important news.
Been very consistent.
This is going to be a big bagel around his neck,
yeah,
if Jim Harbaugh comes here. I cannot imagine he just put that out there for sport of it, right?
I would agree.
And then both he and Rappaport saying, big hire. They're going big game hunting. There's only one guy left, and that is Sean Payton.
Unless they do something really odd or unforeseen from the college ranks. That's the only thing at this point that I can think of. I mean, what else could it possibly be at this point?
I don't know, but they love watching us guess. They love watching us speculate.
Or they don't care.
No, actually, I think they're probably enjoying this.
They could. Well, then more power to them.
Right.
I think
they're enjoying all of us chasing our tails.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I'm glad you're getting a laugh at us. Just make sure when you go big game hunting, you come home with the big trophy. Because if you don't, you've been laughing at us. We're going to be crushing you.
He that laughs best laughs last. Is that what it is? No, Ye that lasts, laughs last, laughs best.
Say it one more time.
Ye that lasts, laughs last.
Okay, coming up after the break,
best.
Bruce is going to try and get this together. Why don't you write it down and say it like, Sally sells seashells by the seashore. Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Peter Percival had a pet pig named Porky. Porky ate pie.
NFL salary cap is going up. It's good for a lot of reasons. Mm-hmm. Good for all teams. Good for the Broncos, but this could dramatically affect one player in particular on the Broncos roster. Who is it? That's next.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us at MileHighSports.com. Reach us, Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. If you're looking for wholesale lumber to the public, go to rmfp.com. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending, presented by Silter Har Mazda. Get to Silter Har in Broomfield for a no-pressure buying experience at Silter Har Mazda, or find them at sthmazda.com.
NFL salary cap going up nearly $17 million this season to a record $225 million. Broncos salary cap right now at $12 million. You and I talked about it about a week or so ago, how they can get to about $60 million, cutting guys like Glasgow and Darby, restructuring Bowles, Simmons, yada, yada, yada. Now throwing an extra $17 million, they'll probably be in around the $75 million range. Draymond Jones with a franchise tag. This just came out yesterday. It's going to be about $20 million. That is 20% of your cap space. It doesn't really matter to me who the new head coach is or what the defensive scheme is. I think Draymond Jones could play in a base 3-4 or a base 4-3.
Yeah, he played outside a couple of games anyway this year. So I think he can play that.
So with that, you want to lower your cap number? Pretty easy solution. Offer him a deal, give him a lot of cash up front, and boom, now you've saved even more money on the cap. Is that the way to go?
Yeah, could have done that at the trade deadline or, you know, before it. And could have taken all of that out of the mix.
Yep. By the way, congratulations to Bradley Chubb for his work with the Broncos. That's what made him a Pro Bowler.
Yeah. Saw that addition yesterday. So good for him. That's a little bit better than Huntley getting in.
No question.
Right. That's a little bit better.
Yeah.
So we're happy about the process remaining solid. I think Draymond Jones is a guy that you want to keep. And you need to be creative in the way that you structure it so that it's not hurting you too much against the cap. You can be creative with a long-term deal. It's about how he gets his money, when he gets his money, how much of it will be guaranteed. But I think that they're a better defensive front with a guy like Draymond Jones. And you talk about his versatility. He is a versatile player. He is strong enough to play inside technique and quick enough to play an outside technique. So you've got a guy that is, I think, moving forward, and a guy that seems to be extremely well-liked and respected in the locker room. Would you agree with that?
Yep, and he's got some ass to him, which I like a lot.
You're darn right. Yep. I totally agree. That's a guy I want in my locker room.
Yep, I would agree.
Figure it out.
I have very little doubt that George Payton will be part of this free agent process. If you're going to let go of a GM, I know that seems a little backwards to let him go through the draft, but you don't fire a guy, hire a GM, then have him start on the draft that is this close.
Right.
How good do you feel about George Payton running free agency?
I think that's the element of George Payton that I have the most confidence in. Draft, free agency, pick roster.
Pick one. Which one do you feel more confident in, the draft or free agency? He did sign Randy Gregory. He did give Cortland Sutton a new contract.
Yeah, he did.
And the draft is far more of a crapshoot. We knew what we were getting in Randy Gregory, and it unfortunately turned out that way. Very talented guy who has a tough time staying on the
field. DJ Jones, though, was an off. That was a pretty good hit.
Well, so was Kaywan Williams.
Right.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
Right. So,
how about Russell Wilson?
That wasn't a very good. That didn't work out too well. That was a trade, not free agency.
Well,
right. Well, I mean, are we bunching them together?
A trade to me is more akin to free agency than it is the draft. You are bringing in a guy who has played at the NFL level,
okay,
and you know who he is.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that we've got the definition now.
Well,
then it would be the draft.
Right, because there's a difference between your pro personnel director and your player personnel director. Player personnel is a college guy. Pro is your NFL guy who scouts actual NFL talent.
Right. No question about it. So if we lump Russell into free agency, then probably the draft. I think he's done a good job with the draft.
Like how the goalposts moved right there.
Well, I mean, I would have considered him to be a trade. You consider him free agent.
I'm talking about pro personnel, player personnel.
Okay. All right.
Do you feel more confident with him as a player personnel guy or pro personnel guy? George Payton. It's player.
Yeah, player.
Because I feel more confident with him in the draft.
Yeah, I would say that's right.
His two big misses in the offseason. So he brought in Kaywan Williams, DJ Jones, Russell Wilson, Randy Gregory.
Yeah.
Of those four guys, give me the two guys that were supposed to make the biggest impact.
The two guys that didn't.
Right.
Russell Wilson
and the two
Randy
guys
Gregory.
That cost you a ton of money.
Right.
What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
According to reports, the NFL has a new highest paid coordinator, and it's a familiar name to those in Broncos country, and also will assess the first half of the season for the defending Stanley Cup champs. That's next on Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle on Mile High Sports.
Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
I'm just going to throw this out there right now for really the top of the hour, and you and I talked about it during the break. We keep hearing the Broncos are going to make a big, big hire, right? I think they're waiting on Jim Harbaugh. Would you agree?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But I don't think that the returns there are.
There are only two big, big hires out there, big swing guys. You have Harbaugh and you have Peyton, right? Those are the guys you swing for the fences for. D'Amico Ryans is a ground rule double. Fair to say?
Sure.
In order, Harbaugh, Ryans, Peyton. So let's say you do hire Peyton. I guess he was your third choice.
Well, he's your fallback.
And if you do hire Sean Payton, then my question is, you could hire him a week ago. It's not like people are falling all over themselves. Please don't try and tell me you were trying to work out a deal. It took you a week to work out a deal because it didn't. He was your third choice. I don't think I'll have the stones to ask pretty much anybody any question at a press conference. But the question is, why did it take so long to bring in Sean Payton? Nobody else seemed to want him. Why'd you wait so long? Is that because Sean was your third choice? Or best case scenario, your second choice?
When you Sean, ask a question like that, what is your hope that you get for a response? Because it's a leading question.
I know. I'm saying,
what
are
your hopes?
I wouldn't ask it that way.
Well, of course you wouldn't. But I mean, in a general sense, what do you hope the response is?
I think
what do you hope to learn?
If I had to put the question out there to not be antagonistic, why did it take so long to hire Sean Payton when nobody else seemed to want him? I wouldn't say it like that, but you know what I mean. Why did it take so long to give him an offer when he has been out there and available for well over a month?
Because, Eric, we wanted Jim Harbaugh.
Well,
he was our first choice.
That's the honest answer, but what's the spin?
Well, we'll
going
all
to be?
Know the honest answer.
Well, Sean, you were the number two choice, and quite frankly, I think you were the number three choice.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that. At the end of the day, you're the guy who has the job.
Yeah, he gets the contract and the job.
But what bothers me is that Penner will stand up there if it is Sean Payton. The Broncos have the coach we've always wanted. Liar!
Not sure not he'll true. Say it that way, but we'll see.
Well,
that will be interesting because your point is...
No. The phrase is, we got the guy we wanted. No, you didn't. Time now for the final word.
The final word. Presented by Greenfields Pool and Sports Bar in Lakewood. Greenfields has everything under one roof, including the best happy hour in town. 2-for-1 wine, well, and drafts from 3 until 7 p.m. Just in case you missed it. Presented by Mountain High Appliance, Colorado's favorite appliance store for 25 years in Louisville, Colorado Springs, and now open in their new store in Littleton. Go to mountainhighappliance.com.
All right, guys, just in case you missed it, this is according to Tom Pelissero. Dolphins have agreed to terms with Vic Fangio on a deal that makes him the NFL's highest paid coordinator. It's a 3-year deal with a 4th-year team option. Fangio, obviously regarded as one of football's best defensive minds and is one of the forefathers of the modern 3-4 defense. What do you think of this get for Mike McDaniel and the Dolphins?
It's a great get. And it makes their defense, which took a kind of a turn the other way. 2 years ago, this was a pretty solid defense. Not very good this last year in very key metrics. But I think will automatically make Miami more of a contender.
Has he signed the deal yet?
Yeah, because he's waiting on
he
San
has not
Francisco.
Officially signed.
Right. Yeah. I was about to say, watch what I'm about to do here, D'Amico Ryans. Jim Harbaugh hasn't signed a deal yet. We know what the terms might be. Mm-hmm. He might wind up someplace else. Why not go home to where you have a better chance to win a Super Bowl, although you have no idea who your quarterback is, because Purdy is going to be out for 6 months.
Damn, that hurts.
Trey Lance coming back from a serious injury. But then again, Tommy Boy might be coming home to play in front of mom and dad, and you'll have Tom Brady as the quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers.
Tommy Boy.
All right, just in case you missed it.
I got nothing for you.
The Avalanche are now into the All-Star break. They don't have any more games this week. They have 57 points. They're barely in a playoff spot, currently in the second wild card in the Western Conference. How would you assess the first half of the season as a whole? And is there anything you are looking forward to specifically in the second half?
A little bit of a roller coaster. Obviously, they were dealing with monstrous issues injury-wise. Had to continually... shuffle and balance weird playing combinations, but at the end of the day got well at the 1-7 of their last 8. They're 3 games in hand and only 9 points out of the top spot in the Western Conference. They're in decent shape considering the challenges I think that they faced in that first half of the season.
They have kept their nose above water.
Nice.
As they go into the second half of the season, hoping to get back Landeskog, there is no word when he is coming back.
No.
And then you're waiting, potentially, who's going to get injured next. Manson, that's a big injury for them. There are more than a few.
Still don't know about Bo Byram, who's
that's
supposedly
right.
back on the ice. Right. But...
All right, just in case you missed it, in the NFC Championship game, the Eagles had all 22 of their Week 1 starters healthy. So the same 22 starters who began the year with Philadelphia in Week 1 all started in the NFC Championship. For all the things the Eagles have accomplished this year, is their ability to stay as healthy as they have the most amazing feat?
Yes, because staying healthy in the NFL is the hardest thing to do. End of conversation.
I have a source who I consider to be incredibly unreliable. And this person told me that before the season started, Nick Sirianni called Nathaniel Hackett and said, if you want to keep your team completely healthy by the Super Bowl, what would you do? And Hackett reportedly, through my source, who is unreliable, said to me, don't turn training camp into a bloodbath. Make it a summer camp. Make sure you have plenty of non-padded days if possible. Don't
regen days.
Have lots of regen days, lots of hot tub, cold tub. Make sure there's plenty of yoga mats available. don't play anybody in the preseason. And according to that source, who's incredibly unreliable, Sirianni listened to him. That was Mountain High Appliance, just in case you missed it. If you're looking for any type of appliance, Viking Range, if you're looking for an induction stove, something high-end, they can take care of it for you. They can help you redesign your entire kitchen, or if you need something to fit your budget, they can do that too. Mountain High Appliance, you can find them in Louisville. Littleton, you can also find their clearance center in Denver. Another day, more rumors, more speculation, more reports about the Broncos coaching search. Someone is reportedly out, but is he really? Big swing. That's what we're hearing. Have we narrowed it down to one guy? That's next.
I'm not a coward. I've just never been tested. I'd like to think that if I was, I would pass. Look at the tested and think there before the grace go on. Might be a
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants. They all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.